Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. It's time to be wearing the green, but if you're not careful, you might be wearing the orange. The California Highway Patrol will be getting an early jump on traffic safety enforcement for the St. Patrick's Day holiday by conducting a DUI and driver's license checkpoint on Friday somewhere in the county. The checkpoint will operate from 7 p.m. until early morning of Sunday morning, and all vehicles will be checked, and drivers who are unlicensed or under the influence of alcohol or drugs will be cited or arrested. The Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force will conduct a maximum enforcement period on Sunday and into Monday morning during St. Patrick's Day. 2 weeks ago, the Eureka Police Department's Traffic Safety Division announced it would utilize the social media platform Twitter to inform drivers about ongoing traffic enforcement efforts in the city. Eureka Police want drivers and passengers to be properly secured with seatbelts and car seats, and to get off their cell phones, well, behind the wheel, and as always, to slow down. More than two dozen motorists driving through Eureka on Wednesday are not following the EPD's Twitter feed, it appears, because those drivers were all cited for speeding on Broadway or Fifth Streets. A total of 28 drivers were ticketed, and if you're following on Twitter, you'd have been warned about a speed trap in operation on Harris Street today. The family of a missing Fortuna woman has offered a reward for information as to her whereabouts. 23-year-old Danielle Bertolini was last in contact with her family in late January and was last seen getting into a vehicle in the Swains Flat area, but since then, no contact. Bertolini's family is offering a $5,000 reward for information. Bertolini, also known as Brooks, is an adult female with blonde hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact Fortuna Police. Caltrans has announced today that it will be closing down part of Highway 101 in Delnard County for the entire day on Sunday, just south of Hamilton Road, to the Mill Creek Campground in Delnard County. Work crews will remove unstable slide material from the area, and all lanes for the 101 will be blocked during the initial stages of the project. The work begins at 9 a.m. One-way control traffic is expected to be in place by Sunday afternoon, and the control traffic will remain in place through Tuesday with 15-minute delays for motorists. Arcata police officers, including Chief Tom Chapman, responded to the Coastal Grove Charter School this morning, and they arrived in the department's state-of-the-art mobile command center. There was no emergency at the school. Arcata police were participating in the Cops and Kids program, and they gave away books to students from the command center, books donated by the Quota International of Eureka. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Hoping to solve a five-year-old missing persons case, federal authorities joined the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office to search an Alder Point property. 42-year-old Robert Tennyson disappeared in the Rancho Sequoia area of Alder Point in 2009. Tennyson said he was going there to collect money for work on a construction project. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office believes that Tennyson is the victim of foul play, and authorities, along with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, took several pieces of evidence for forensics testing. Two Eureka brothers have been arrested on drug and weapons charges after a raid at their home. Police served a search warrant on the 2800 block of Spring Street. Eureka police detectives found a loaded sawed-off shotgun with the serial numbers removed and three semi-automatic pistols. They also found marijuana packaged for sale and $3,200 in cash. Arrested on related charges are Uriah Cota Easley, 23, and his brother Isaiah Ray Easley, 21. Both were booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.